A lot of grief in Colorado Springs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After the shooting spree at an LGBTQ bar Saturday night that left five people dead, at least 25 injured.
It was so scary. I heard shots, broken glass, bodies.
He hid from the shooter in a dressing room.
It was... How? Why?
Fox's Claudia Cowens in Colorado Springs.
Police say 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich opened fire with a long rifle. As soon as he entered the bar, he was stopped by two patrons who were dancing one moment and rushed into action the next. According to the Associated Press, one of them grabbed his gun, hit him with it, and pinned him down until police arrived.
Well, the suspect was injured. Police are investigating it as a possible hate crime, also probing his arrest last year, accused of threatening his mother. In Idaho, still no suspect in the murder of four university students 8 days ago. Fox's Dan Springer's in Moscow.
Over the weekend, police started to fill in some of the gaps and answer some of the questions we've had from day one. We now know that that 911 call came from one of the surviving roommates' cell phone, that the roommates in that house during this whole attack thought that their friends simply had passed out in those bedrooms. Also, there were other friends at the house when police arrived, but now investigators say they don't believe any of the people in the house had anything to do with murdering these four college students.
The first of them will be laid to rest today. Ethan Chapin's funeral will be in Washington State, where he was from. NASA's new space capsule got within 80 miles of the moon this morning on a test mission for astronauts landing there again in the future.
The locations we're going to go to are going to really unlock a lot of the capabilities of the moon, the research on the moon, ability to go explore beyond the moon and the solar system onto Mars.
NASA Flight Director Zeb Scoville. President Biden has approved federal aid for Western New York, which got snowed under the past several days. Some areas got almost 7 feet of snow. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Stocks are mixed to start the holiday-shortened week. The Dow is up 21 points, but the NASDAQ is down 50. The S&P 500 falling 12. The price of oil is falling big time, $4, now under $76 a barrel. And prices keep falling at the gas pump ahead of busy Thanksgiving travel.
The total drop of 18 cents since the recent peak price 6 weeks ago.
That's analyst Tripoli Lundberg, who surveys stations and has regular at $3.81 a gallon. AAA's national average a lot less than hers, $3.66. That is still 26 cents more than last year. Disney stock has been surging today, reacting to a change at the top after weakening earnings had sent the stock down 40% this year.
Bob Iger returning as chief executive of the entertainment giant less than a year after stepping down as executive chairman. He replaces Bob Chapek, who took over as CEO 2 years ago. The 71-year-old says he's thrilled to be asked to return and extremely optimistic about the company's future. During his 15 years at the helm, Disney absorbed Pixar, Lucasfilms, and launched Disney Plus.
That's Fox's Lillian Wu. A Marvel superhero movie remains king of the box office.
Black Panther Wakanda Forever adding 67 million in ticket sales in its second week in theaters. A high cuisine satire about a vengeful chef opens in second place.
Who are you?
I'm Margot. Why do you care?
I have to know if you're with us or with them.
The Menu, starring Anya Taylor-Joy and Ralph Fiennes, selling $9 million worth of tickets.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. Same old at the American Music Awards. Taylor Swift took home six more last night on ABC, giving her a record 40 in her career.
I love you more than I can say. I cannot express how unbelievable it is to me that I still get to do this.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.